Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees in Bhavnagar, Gujarat. Says self-reliance crucial for prosperity and development of the country. First ever Indian defence manufacturing plant under Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative being set up in Morocco. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says first section of Ahmedabad-Mumbai bullet train to be operational by 2027. Iran says it will not accept any unfair pressure over its nuclear program, warns such moves could escalate tension. And in badminton, Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty enter men's doubles semi-finals of China Masters 2025. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for self-reliance in every field, asserting that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today. Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Reiterating India's historical maritime strength, the Prime Minister said there was a time when 40 to 50% of the world's maritime trade was carried out through ships built in India.
भारत को दुनिया की एक बड़ी समुद्री शक्ति बनाने के लिए तीन और बड़ी स्कीम्स पर भारत सरकार काम कर रही है। इन तीन योजनाओं से शिप बिल्डिंग सेक्टर को आर्थिक मदद मिलने में आसानी होगी। हमारे शिपयार्ड्स को मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी अपनाने में मदद होगी और डिजाइन और क्वालिटी सुधारने में भी बहुत मदद मिलने वाली है। इन पर आने वाले वर्षों में 70,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा खर्च किए जाएंगे।
The Prime Minister also held the previous government's responsible for weakening the maritime sector, stating that the licensed Raj system and post-globalization policies led to an increased dependency on the foreign nations. The Prime Minister said India's maritime sector is undergoing next-generation reforms. He announced that the sector would soon adopt a one-nation, one-port procedure, aiming to simplify port procedures across the country.
पोर्ट लेड डेवलपमेंट को गति देने के लिए हजारों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और उद्घाटन किया गया है। देश में क्रूज टूरिज्म को प्रमोट करने के लिए आज मुंबई में इंटरनेशनल क्रूज टर्मिनल का भी लोकार्पण किया गया है। भावनगर के गुजरात के विकास से जुड़े अनेक प्रोजेक्ट भी शुरू हुए हैं।
Underscoring India's civilizational maritime legacy, the Prime Minister said the government is establishing a National Maritime Heritage Museum at Lothal to showcase the country's ancient maritime traditions and preserve them for future generations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will undertake a two-day official visit to Morocco from Monday. This will mark the first-ever visit of Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, underscoring the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. During the visit, the minister will attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Barshid. This facility is the first-ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa, which marks an important milestone that reflects the growing global footprint of India's defence industry under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdel Latif Lodi, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. Both sides are also expected to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on cooperation in the field of defence. The MOU will provide an institutional framework to expand and deepen bilateral defense engagement, including exchanges, training, and industrial linkages. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a meeting with the National Security and Intelligence Advisor of Canada, Nathalie Dhuin, on the 18th of this month in New Delhi. Both sides acknowledged the clear momentum for rebuilding trust and expanding cooperation at the highest levels of political leadership. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that they had productive discussions on advancing the bilateral relationship, including in areas of counter-terrorism, combating transnational organized crime, and intelligence exchanges. They agreed to strengthen security cooperation and further reinforce existing mechanisms of engagement. The two NSAs also deliberated on the priority areas for future cooperation and exchanged views on regional and global developments. In a landmark move towards simplifying the tax structure and easing the financial burden on citizens, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Independence Day address this year, announced the next generation GST reforms. The new tax rates will be implemented from Monday. Today, we take a look at the potential impact of these reforms on the electronics appliances sector.
The government has announced a big relief for the electronics industry by reducing GST rates on several electronic items. The tax rate on electric accumulators has been slashed from 28% to 18%, enhancing access to backup power for digital devices and small appliances. The tax rate on composting machines has also been cut down from 12% to 5%, making composting technology more affordable. The move is expected to encourage wider adoption of waste-to-energy and organic waste management solutions. Similarly, tax rate on two-way radios has also been brought down from 12% to 5%, lowering procurement costs for police forces, paramilitary and defense establishments. Talking to media, Chairman of Electronics and Computer Software Export Promotional Council of India, Sandeep Narula, said that the reductions will have multiple advantages, like increase in sales of domestic electronics in the country. This rationalization under the next generation GST reforms is expected to foster accessibility and affordability on electronic items and expand the market size for domestic producers. With Akshit Vaidyan, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened universal health coverage and improved access to quality health care.
In the last 11 years, India's healthcare system has undergone a profound transformation under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In 2018, the Narendra Modi government launched Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, PMJ, the world's largest health insurance program. The scheme provides health cover of 5 lakh rupees per family per year. Targeting the bottom 40% of India's population, the scheme covers over 12 crore families, benefiting nearly 55 crore individuals. On 29th October last year, in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the expansion of ABPMJ to include all the elderly above 70 years of age under the ambit of Ayushman Vay Vandana Yojana.
सरकार का प्रयास है कि देश के हर बुजुर्ग जिनकी आयु 70 वर्ष के ऊपर है उनको जल्द से जल्द आयुष्मान वय वंदना कार्ड मिले और ये ऐसी योजना है जिसमें आय की कोई पाबंदी नहीं.
Ishan Srivastav appreciated the Ayushman Bharat Yojana, saying that it helped his family member in getting treatment by saving out-of-pocket expenditure.
इस कार्ड से हमारा जैसे कि पेसमेकर लगा है तो 83,280 रुपीस का इस कार्ड से पेमेंट हुआ अप्रूवल होकर. कार्ड नहीं होता तो हमें ये स्थिति नहीं थी कि हम इनका पेसमेकर करवा पाते और इनका ऑपरेशन हो पाता है तब हम ना पेमेंट कर पाते. जी बिल्कुल संतुष्ट हैं. इतना बड़ा ऑपरेशन हमारा इसके थ्रू हमारा कम पैसा लगा जो भी थोड़ा बहुत उसके थ्रू हो गया और हमारी दादी ठीक है. हम बहुत संतुष्ट हैं. थैंक यू सो मच गवर्नमेंट को पीएम को सबको इसके लिए.
Requiring only an Aadhaar card for registration, the scheme ensures easy and accessible healthcare for people above 70 age group. Under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has successfully operationalized the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas to create an inclusive healthcare ecosystem.
The ARM's new semiconductor design office set up in Bengaluru will focus on next-generation 2-nanometer chip technology. This marks a key step in India's semiconductor journey as semiconductors power modern electronics, acting as the brain of devices from smartphones to satellites. The design office was inaugurated by the Electronics and Information Technology Minister, Ashwini Vaishnaw, recently. ARM's each 2-nanometer chip contains millions of micro-scale switches called transistors on a fingernail-sized surface which control electrical signals. These hold strategic importance for national security, space exploration and defense applications. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today asserted that the first section of the ambitious Ahmedabad-Mumbai bullet train will be operational by 2027. The minister was speaking to media after the breakthrough of the Ghansoli and Shilpatta tunnels in Navi Mumbai. Mr. Vaishnaw hailed the breakthrough of the new Austrian tunnelling method as an important milestone in the Ahmedabad-Mumbai bullet train project, as this 4.8-kilometre tunnel is part of the 21-kilometre undersea tunnel between BKC and Shilpatta, which includes a 7-kilometre stretch under the Thane tree. In Bihar, President Draupadi Murmu performed Pind Dan at Gayaji for peace of the souls of her ancestors and forefathers. Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan accompanied her up to the temple premises. The president remained at the temple for more than 2 hours and performed all the rituals. After offering prayers at the temple, she left for New Delhi. Earlier, the president reached the pilgrimage city Gayaji in Bihar this morning. She offered prayers during the world-famous Pitri Paksha Mela, which is underway in Gayaji. Chief Justice of India, Justice B.R. Gawai, inaugurated the 10th All India Conference of the Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, in New Delhi this morning. In his address, Chief Justice Gawai said these tribunals are designed to improve efficiency and access to justice for government officials. He said CAT has worked tirelessly to achieve this goal in last 4 decades since its inception. The 10th All India Conference aims to deliberate on the way forward for strengthening the judicial and administrative system. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has said that Tehran would not accept any unfair pressure over its nuclear program, warning such moves could escalate tensions. He insisted that Iran has consistently pursued diplomacy and technical cooperation. Araghchi made the remarks during a phone call with International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi. The call came after the UN Security Council failed to adopt a resolution that would have extended sanctions relief under the 2015 nuclear deal. Britain, France and Germany last month triggered the deal's snapback mechanism, which allows UN sanctions to be reimposed on Iran's nuclear program. On to sports. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have continued their brilliant form and have qualified for the China Masters 2025 semi-finals. The 8-seeded duo performed exceptionally well in the quarter-final clash against China's Reng Xiangyu and Shai Haonan. They took on the unseeded duo in the quarterfinals and registered a straight set win, defeating them 21-14, 21-14, and made their way into the semi-finals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees in Bhavnagar, Gujarat, says self-reliance crucial for prosperity and development of the country. First ever Indian defense manufacturing plant under Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative being set up in Morocco. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says first section of Ahmedabad-Mumbai bullet train to be operational by 2027. Iran says it will not accept any unfair pressure over its nuclear program, warns such moves could escalate tension. And in badminton, Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty enter men's doubles semi-finals of China Masters 2025. And with that, we end the midday news.